From a business point of view, we've been looking at and continue to always look at ways to reduce our operating cost structures, ways to increase our operating efficiency as a business. And if we look at our exposure to energy costs, directly and indirectly, we would probably, 20% of our operating costs would probably be related to the generation of energy or power that we utilise directly or indirectly in our business. So it's a significant line item for the business. And so we're driven to always saying, well, can we do things better? So solar was one of those ones where, having looked at it and worked very hard with the energy provider in Dewey out of Germany, we're able to come to that situation or that position.
And it's not just any old little plant you're looking at either.
No, it's not. From what Dewey have told us, it will be certainly off-grid, which is the interesting bit, I suppose. The largest solar photovoltaics off-grid power generating system, certainly in Australia, and likely from what Dewey have told us, and they would know given their extensive knowledge, you know, in the world. And it is a reasonable size to make it work for, you know, a portion of our energy requirements.
Now, it's a pretty big project, talking sort of the $40 million mark, but Samphire aren't having to throw all of that cash in. How's it actually going to work?
We are hopeful that with regard to our on-site direct power generating requirements, we are looking at solar subsidising or providing about 20% of our entire on-site power generating utilisation. So that's quite important. But what was important for us also was to ensure our business, the difficulty comes our business not having to bear the capital cost and or the capital risk or the equipment risk, and then the operating cost exposure or operation risk itself. So we didn't want to be concerned with the cost of putting it in. We didn't want to be concerned with the any risk associated with physically doing it or the cost of doing it, or then operating it. And what we said we were happy to do is we'd be happy to pay a quantum, you know, per unit rate if it was built properly and it could deliver what it could deliver and deliver a certain quantity of power that could supplement it. So then we would pay so much per unit of power, and they recover their capital because the operating costs of the system once it's operational is not that significant.
Now, this agreement with Dewey is obviously subject to a number of conditions, including the final funding. So when do you expect, Carl, that construction may start on site?
We would think, from what we've heard from them, is it's an early May situation, and construction would commence very soon thereafter.
Now, further to your south, we know that construction has started on the extension and the expansion of the region's gas power line, which many mines are hoping to tap into. Is alternative power something that everybody in the industry is going to have to consider sooner rather than later?
Well, we think so. We certainly, in pursuing this course of action, which, as I've said before, both ourselves and Dewey have worked very hard to make it work. So we're neither too big nor too small that it was going to make, it was palatable for all parties. So, you know, hopefully we are also raising the bar that it's not only an economic benefit to our business, but it's also reduces the imprint or the impact of our business on the environment. And we're always very conscious about how we can improve operations and performance with less of an impact. And I think this is certainly an element that provides that outcome, which is wonderful for everyone.